Welcome to BOU Global Tehillim and Physics Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day at Yom Shlishi, the ninth day of the month of Kislev. Today's program is dedicated by the Sophia family for Rafua Shalema, for Deborah Doris Bas Rachel. May she have a speedily, easy, painless recovery. Rafua Shalema to her and to all in need. Additionally, please keep in mind four children that we've been davening for on the program: Yeshua Heschel ben Chama Deborah, Pesach Batal ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Penchana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all those in need of Rafu have Rafu Shalema. May anyone thank the Sophia family for their generosity for sponsoring today's call. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned today home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Josh Brody, Boca Raton Synagogue. Rabbi Brody is the Outreach Rabbi here in Boca Raton, Florida, share words with Divrei Chizik. We followed by Rabbi Brody slowly reciting following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafal, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Brody will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for Tzahal and the Shaberach for the Shavuim. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Kolim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call or reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And again, we appreciate everyone's generosity whenever you are able to sponsor and support the call. The link to do so is ou.org/call, due to the merit and the schut for Rafua Shalema, to commemorate a yard site, celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or your favorite host hosting the call. But we greatly appreciate your generosity and support of the program. One last thing before I bring Rabbi Brody on. Rabbi Brody wears many hats. Him and his wife, Simone, are probably two of the most special people in this world. All they have is a tremendous love for the Jewish people, trying to connect people with one another and with the Ravona Shalom, the master of the world. One of the hats specifically that Rabbi Brody wears, in addition to the one he does at Boca Raton Synagogue at BRS, is an organization, a foundation that he created, which I'm hopeful that he could spend a couple of minutes, in addition to his Bar Torah, to tell us a little bit about. And if it's something that speaks to you, I'm speaking to all of our dear listeners on the call, please be in touch with me or Rabbi Brody directly. It's a phenomenal program that brings people together, learning Torah, that not only has a transformative effect on those who perhaps come from a more unaffiliated background, but those of us who are fortunate to have grown up, or even if we didn't grow up, are now have the opportunity to learn Torah, and to really appreciate how truly wonderful it is to live a Torah life, the transformative effect it could have as well on those with a stronger Torah background. So I'm hoping that Rabbi Brody can share a little bit with us about what he's doing. And if it's something that you think could work in your community, please be in touch with either me directly, Naftali H, N-A-F-T-A-L-I-H at OU.org, Naftali H at OU.org. Or Rabbi Brody could share his information as well. I don't usually do this on the program. I don't usually advertise other people's programs, but I'm really just in awe of the good that Rabbi Brody is doing. And it's something that has really piqued my interest, as well as the OU. We're trying to be supportive because we really believe that the impact that it could do in Am Yisrael is incredible. And so, again, I hope Rabbi Brody will dive deep into sharing with us some of the details of what he's doing, and maybe he'll do that at the end of the call or during his Bar Torah. But I've taken enough of his time. So, b'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Brody.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. And, you know, I see another maybe podcast coming out of this, because you are just so great on this platform. Maybe we're going to move over to Behind the Bema, and we're going to have Rabbi Herman's Bema or something. It's amazing. Thank you for that. And for those of you listening, I really want to just thank Naftali for all that he does for our community locally, but also way beyond Boca Raton. Everything he's doing with the OU is phenomenal. And I hope to share something very special that you can be part of. That's right. No matter where you are in the world, why not find a partner? So when thinking about this past week, or this coming week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayishlach, reminded of a very powerful insight from my Rebbe, from Rabbi Frand, who discusses Yaakov's struggle with that very famous angel. And you think back and you remember this mysterious encounter where Yaakov asks the name of the angel, and the angel then very cryptically replies, why are you asking my name? The Rabbi Frand explains, and he quotes from Rabbi Leif Hassman, who quotes also from Rav Chaim Dov Keller, that this angel represents what you and I would call the Yetzer Hara, that evil inclination, which is constantly shifting and adapting to each and every generation. You see, it's like a chameleon, takes on new forms, whether it was back in the day idol worship, another generation, it could have been the Enlightenment, another. You can come up with any number of things that the Jews have faced challenges with. And many, as Rabbi Frand would say, our generation, our challenge could be materialism. You know, make a list, you'll come up with a few things. But maybe there's also something else we're going to put on that list, which I think is very obvious to you and me. The Yaakov's question wasn't simply about the name. He wanted to understand the essence of the Yetzer Hara, that evil inclination, to fortify himself and hopefully his descendants in the future against it. The angel's answer teaches us that the Yetzer Hara's power lies in its ability to change. We must always be vigilant in identifying and overcoming its influence in whatever form that it takes. And for us today, I believe, and apparently Rabbi Herman also believes, that our Yetzer Hara, this evil inclination, manifests in a very unique challenge. That's called Achdus, or what some call Achdut, others call unity. Call it what you want. It's the same thing. We saw incredible strides in this area beginning when the war began back in October 7th, when the Jewish people came together in an unprecedented way, ways we haven't seen in recent generations. But yet, sadly, over the last year, many of us have simply slip back into the old divisions and patterns of disunity. But my dear friends, you know that it doesn't have to be this way. So inspired by this message of resilience of our people, but way before this war broke out, we had already been developing a program called Partners in Jewish Life. It really got started back in Detroit, an amazing program. It's designed to foster Achdus and bring our Jewish communities closer together, just as Yaakov wrestled with the angel and emerged stronger. I really do believe that we can overcome our challenges, and together we can rise above our differences, building Jewish unity that we've tasted and create a future for Achdus. Jewish unity is not just an aspiration, but really a reality. And I hope that we can seize this moment right now and make it happen. If you want to just check out some more, just go to the website, pjl.org, Partners in Jewish Life, and you'll see video, you'll see some of the material partnering with the unbelievably popular Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks legacy. Learning material that all sides of the Jewish community love and can participate in. So maybe you will be the next city on the map of a Partners in Jewish Life program joining the almost we have probably about 10 right now that are launching the program. We're going to say some Tehillim right now. I'm going to start with Tehillim Chaf. There's so much to pray for. Psalm 20. Lam Natseyach Mizmor LeDavid Yadcha Adonai B'yom Tzarayt Negev Hashem Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yitzadecha Yizkor kol minchotecha ve'olasa yedash nesela. Yitein lecha chil vavecha v'chol atasa yimalei. Neranana b'yishuatecha v'shem Eloheinu nidgo. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mashicho. Ya'anehu mishmei kasho b'gvuras yesha yamino. Eile berechet v'eile basisim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Eima karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nisoidad Adonai Hoshia amelchianenu v'yom koreinu. Psalm 23, Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor l'David Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Dinos Desha Yarbiseni Alme Manuchos Yenahaleni Navshi Yeshovev Yancheni Bemagle Sedek Leman Shamo Gam Ki Elech Begeit Salmodes Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha Umish Antecha Hema Yenachamuni Tarok Lefanei Shulchan Neged Sararai Ishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vachesed Yirdepuni Ko Yame Chayai Vishafti Bevez Adonai Laorech Yamim Behilim Kuf Chof Aleph Psalm 121 Shir Lamalos Esa Enai El Hearim Meayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Meim Adonai Ose Shamayim Vaoret Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yanum shamrecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shamrecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yaminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balaylo, Adonai yishmarcha mikol ro, yishmar et nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Teitcha Ovecha Me'ata V'yad Olam Behilim Kuf Lamed Psalm 130 Shir Hamalos Mimamam Akim Kraticha Adonai Adonai Shema V'koli Tihiyena Uznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmaryo Adonai Mi Ya'amod Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi v'lidvoro hochalti. Nafshi la Adonai mi shamrim la boker. Shamrim la boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Matskil LaDavid Bihioso B'ma'ara Tefillah Koli El Adonai Ezak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Erspo Lefanav Sichi Tarasi Lefanav Agid Behis Atev Alai Ruchi Beata Yadata Nesivasi Ba'orach Zu Ahalech tamnu tachli adet yamin re'e ve'ein li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi za'akti elecha Adonai amarti ata machzi chelki be'eretz achayim hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi ma'od hatzileni me'rod fai Ki amsu mimeni, hotsia mimas yer nafshi lahodos es shmecha bi yachkiru tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara uveshivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, amakom yirachim aleihem. V'yotziem mitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela le'ora, u'mishibud le'geula, hashtabagala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. And we're going to say a very powerful prayer for the Israel Defense Forces, the IDF. Misha Berach v'chayelei Tzahal. Misha Berach, Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. U'yivarech es chayelei Tzva Hagana li'Yisrael. V'anshei kochot ha'bidachon. Omdim al mishmar ha'seinu v'yarei Eloheinu. Migvul halvanon ve'ad midbar Mitzrayim. U'min hayam ha'gadol ad levo harava. V'chol makom sheheim. V'yabasha ba'avi. Uvayam Yitain Adonai Esoyveinu Hakamim Aleinu Nigabim Lifneihem Kodesh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yadber Soneinu Tachteihem V'Yatreim T'Kes Yeshua V'Yateret Nitzachon V'Kiyom Behem Akotsuv Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleich Imachem Lehilachem Lachem Amen. Continue to daven for those brave young men and women in Israel, real heroes. Now we're going to say the Mishaberach L'Shvuyim, prayer for those that are still being held in captivity, and we pray and we daven every day for them. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo. V'yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es me'edrei svaha ganal yisrael shvuyav es kol acheinu hanesuni b'sora uv'shivya b'avusha kol akahal hakadosh hazeh mispalel b'avuram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziei mechoshech v'tal moves u'mosrosehem yenatek u'min tukosehem yoshiyem Vishivem Nehera Lachek Mishvachosehem Yodu Ladunoi Chasov Niflosov Livne Adam Vikramehem Mikra Shekosov Ustriye Adunoi Yeshuvun Uva Utsion Barina Vesimchas Olam Al Rosham Sason Vesimcha Yasigu Venasu Yagon Vanachav Venomar Amen. And now we're going to say the very important prayer, the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for those who are sick, understanding that there are many on this call that tuned in just for this one. So when we pause, we're going to pause for about 30 seconds so anyone can say names of people that they are davening for. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Yarape Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Lachim Amavos HaMachzikam L'Chayos HaMishlach Lehem Me'erach Vushleim HaNeshamayim L'Chol Avarim Chol Gideim Tok Shachol Yisrael Rafuas HaNefesh Rafuas HaGuf Ashta Ba'agalav Yisman Kariz V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Brody. Really appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman.
Thank you. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the year, Hashem, in the near future for us here at the Daily Tehillim call. Please join us again tomorrow for our next scheduled program, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, each day. We pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.